राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दना ब्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दना ब्रज जनरञ्जना यमुनातीरावनचारी यमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरे कृष्ण श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की श्री श्री राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ भगवान की श्री श्री गिरिधारी गोपाल की श्री श्री गौरनिथाई की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः సప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. Welcome all of you to Bhagavatam class on Saturday morning. The chapter entitled The Disappearance of Krishna, Canto 1, Chapter 14, Text 34. Bhagavan api govindo brahmanyo bhaktavatsalah kachit pure sudharmayam sukhamaste surudavrutuhu surudavratah bhagavan api govindo brahmanyo bhaktavatsalah kachit pure sudharmayam సుఖమాస్తే సురుద్వృతః భగవానపి గోవిందో బ్రహ్మణ్యో భక్తవత్సలః కచ్చిత్ పురే సుధర్మాయాం సుఖమాస్తే సురుద్వృతః. భగవాన్ అపి గోవిందో బ్రహ్మణ్యో భక్తవత్సలః కచ్చిత్ పురే సుధర్మాయాం సుఖమాస్తే సురుద్వృతః. సురుద్వ్రతః మాతాజీ ఎనిబడి భగవాన్ అపి గోవిందో బ్రహ్మణ్యో భక్తవత్సలః కచ్చిత్ పురే సుధర్మాయాం సుఖమాస్తే సురుద్వ్రతః. భగవాన్, ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ కృష్ణ, Api, also Govindaha, one who enlivens the cows and the senses. Brahmanyaha, devoted to devotees or the Brahmanas. Bhaktavatsalaha, affectionate to the devotees. Kachit, whether Pure in Dwarkapuri. Sudharmyam, pious assembly. Sukham, happiness. Aste, does enjoy. Surudvrataha, surrounded by friends. Translation: Is Lord Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead who gives pleasure to the cows, the senses and the Brahmanas? Thank you. Who is very affectionate towards his devotees, enjoying the pious assembly at Dwarkapuri, surrounded by friends? This is Yudhishthira Maharaj asking to Arjuna, who has just returned from Dwarka. Purport. The long purport, please be attentive, very beautiful purport. Here in this particular verse, the Lord is described as Bhagavan, as Govinda, as Brahmanya, as Bhaktavatsala. He is Bhagavan Swayam or the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of opulences, all power, all knowledge, all beauty, all fame, all renunciation. No one is equal to or greater than Him. He is Govinda because He is the pleasure of the cows and the senses. Those who have purified their senses by the devotional service of the Lord can render unto Him some real service and thereby derive transcendental pleasure out of such purified senses. Only the impure, conditioned living being cannot derive any pleasure from the senses. But being illusioned by the false pleasures of the senses, he becomes servant of the senses. Therefore, we need protection from our own interest. Therefore, we need His protection for our own interest. The Lord is the protector of cows and the Brahminical culture. A society devoid of cow protection and Brahminical culture is not under the direct protection of the Lord. Just as the prisoners in the jails are not under the protection of the king, but under the protection of the severe agent of the king. Without cow protection and cultivation of Brahminical qualities in human society, at least for a section of members of society, no human civilization can prosper at any length. By Brahminical culture, the development of dormant qualities of goodness, namely truthfulness, equanimity, self-control, forbearance, simplicity, general knowledge, transcendental knowledge, and firm faith in the Vedic wisdom, one can become Brahmana and thus see the Lord as He is. And after surpassing the Brahminical perfection, one has to become a devotee of the Lord so that His loving affection in the form of proprietor, master, friend, son, and lover can be transcendentally achieved. The stage of a devotee which attracts the transcendental affection of the Lord does not develop unless one has developed the qualities of a Brahmana as above mentioned. The Lord is inclined to a Brahmana of quality and not of the Brahmana of false prestige. Those who are less than a Brahmana by qualification cannot establish any relation with the Lord. Just as fire cannot be kindled from the raw earth unless there is wood. Although there is a relation between the wood and the earth, since the Lord is all perfect in Himself, there could be not be any question of His welfare. That means He is always self-satisfied and fully in welfare. And Maharaj Yudhishthir refrained from asking that question, is He all right or something like that. He simply inquired about His residential place, Dwarkapuri, where pious men assemble. The Lord stays only where pious men assemble and takes pleasure in glorifying. The Lord stays only where pious men assemble and take pleasure in their glorifying the Supreme Lord. That means people come together and when they glorify Supreme Lord, Lord takes pleasure in that. Maharaj Yudhishthir was anxious to know about the pious men and their pious activities in the city of Dwarka. Jai Ho. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే.
హరే కృష్ణ. సో ద బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ హోల్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఇస్ అర్జున హ్యాడ్ జస్ట్ గాన్ టు విజిట్ ద్వారకా అండ్ హి హస్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ అండ్ అర్జున ఇస్ వెరీ ఎఫల్జెంట్ పర్సనాలిటీ, నాట్ ఓన్లీ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ బట్ హీ హాజ్ హిజ్ హార్ట్ వాజ్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ లవ్ ఫర్ ద లార్డ్. హిజ్ లైఫ్ వాజ్ డెడికేటెడ్ టు ద లార్డ్. He was always constantly remembering the Lord during the day and during the night in the sleep also. His every hair follicle would chant the holy name of the Lord. That was proved by Lord Krishna to Maharaj Yudhishthir one time. Because Maharaj Yudhishthir asked after Mahabharata war, why only you chose Arjun? You could have chosen any one of us because we all are your lovers and devotees and friends. So Lord Krishna said, I will show you one day. And one day Arjuna was resting and Maharaj Yudhishthir was taken by Krishna to the chamber where Arjuna was resting. And Lord said to Yudhishthir Maharaj, please go and hear from every hair follicle. So Yudhishthira Maharaj went inside and he found that every hair follicle on the body of Arjuna was chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. So then Yudhishthira Maharaj immediately understood that we are not at that level, the way Arjuna is attached to you in love and service. So Arjuna was Prana Priya Sakha of Krishna. Although he was not a coward boy of Vrindavan, but still he had that tremendous attachment. What we call is ekarupa. Ekarupa is not merging, but ekarupa is in bhav. In bhav, he was one with the Lord. So much attached. So because of that, Krishna consciousness constantly, not just philosophical Krishna consciousness, it's loving Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness in love. That would make Arjun look very effulgent because of Krishna's being effulgent. Like we know, when Krishna entered the heart of Vasudev and then the heart of Devaki, similarly at another time Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they looked extremely brilliant. People were able to distinguish their previous darshan and today's darshan when Krishna entered. So moment we become Krishna conscious, that means we accept Krishna as our Lord in our heart, we also become effulgent and beautiful. It's a fact. And you don't have to have straight nose and, you know, lotus-like eyes. Like those descriptions of beauty may not be there on you and me. Even if somebody is ugly-looking person, still, moment he becomes Krishna conscious, you can see a distinct glow on the face of the person. That glow is of Krishna. The glow is of accepting Krishna as the master. The glow is of remembrance of Krishna. The glow is of love for Krishna. And the glow is of being in connection with Krishna in service. That connectivity gives that glow and beauty. And the devotee never hankers for that glow. But the glow anyway comes. It's not that we look in the mirror every day after 16 rounds. How do I look? Am I looking effulgent or not? That is not the purpose. The purpose is to please Krishna. And in pleasing Krishna, everything that you need is included, is contained. So this Arjuna, who was anyway beautiful physically also, from the all material standards of beauty also, he was so attractive that Urvashi in the heavenly planets got completely enamored by him. Although from the familial connection, she was his great grandmother, actually, from the point of view of earthly relationship of Vamsha. And then she happens to be in Swargaloka. So she proposed to him for nuptial relationships. And Arjuna was such a great personality, believe me. He was in Swargaloka, you know. He could have done whatever he wanted. Plus he is Kshatriya. Kshatriya means, see, so many opportunities are there. Kshatriya means anybody on earth approaches a Kshatriya, a woman, for relationship. The Kshatriya is supposed to, by dharma, fulfill the desire of that lady. And he's not on earth now. He's not looking at the earthly lady. He's looking at the heavenly lady. And not looking at the ordinary heavenly lady. She was one of the celebrated beauties of Swargaloka. Like Urvashi, Menaka, Ramba, or the specialized apsaras, not something ordinary. The Indra's special women. And then she was enamored. And Arjuna had such an integrity and such a dignity that he bowed down to her. And he said, "Oh, Mother Urvashi, please forgive me. You are my grandmother. I cannot have this relationship." And she told him that this is Swargaloka. This is not earthly planet. That connection of family, everything is over. In Swargaloka, there is no bondage of karma also. So forget all those so-called your worldly understandings of relationships. Just enjoy with me. I am too much attracted to you. Arjuna maintained his dignity. Even if he would have fulfilled her desire, he would not have been condemned because he was Kshatriya. That kind of personality and character Arjuna had. Arjuna was not only famous because he was an invincible warrior, Jagat Jeta champion, Dhanurdhar. No. That was one of his professional qualifications. And as a person, he was extremely elevated. Even Krishna addresses him as Arya in Bhagavad Gita. Anarya Jushtam Aswargyam. You are behaving as if you are Anarya. But I know you are Arya. Arya means one who knows the progressive value of human life. The opportunity available of spiritual life in human life is Arya, who follows dharma principles. You are that, already elevated personality. What you are speaking is not befitting you. He was so elevated that he was chosen to tell Bhagavad Gita. He was chosen to be put in illusion. See, it's not ordinary, you know, to put in illusion. Unless you are trustworthy person of the Lord. The Lord doesn't choose you to use you. Right? Lord chooses to use you only when we are on that platform. We can be made a clown by the Lord. We can be made a fun or a joke for the whole world. But pure devotees are so much surrendered that they say, "Use my Lord. Nachao, nachao." Prabhupada also said, "I am nobody. I am your katputli. I am your, what do you call that? English mein kya bolte? Puppets. I am a puppet in your hand. You can move me the way you want. I am yours completely. You can make fun of me. You can make glorification. You can speak through me. You can impress people through me. Whatever you want, you do." That means a full license is given. And then the Lord will choose what is the most beneficial way to use that devotee in service to the whole mankind, which is also in welfare to himself also. So it looks so odd, no? Sometimes we read first chapter, we'll say, "I am better than Arjuna actually. I know many more things better than Arjuna." And Arjuna is putting such stupid questions. And Krishna had to begin his Bhagavad Gita to him. "You are fool number one. You don't understand anything. You are crying for something which is not worthy of grief. Gatasuna, gatasumcha, nanu shochanti panditaha." You are acting like a pandit, talking like a pandit, but you are fool number one. You are karpanya, you are miserly. So many things he said. But Arjuna is ready for the welfare of the world to go through all these stages of preparation so that Krishna can speak Bhagavad Gita. And he was so great that he had many arguments and many questions, but he put forward them very humbly, got the answers. And one who was adamantly saying, "I will not fight," He accepted, I will fight. He said, Karishye Vachanam Tava. My illusion has gone, my memory has come back. All that we have, my mercy, I have decided now I will follow you, whatever you have said. And he just didn't say, because the dialogue was going to be recorded, so he had to say a good thing in the end. Karishye Vachanam Tava. Now you go through the whole Mahabharata war. You come to know. Although there was argument and disagreement, but finally did what Krishna wanted to do. That is something important. You may have a different opinion. But finally you do what Krishna wants. That is the sign of a devotee. So such kind of devotee Arjun was always looked very effulgent in his devotion to Krishna. And such a person is now visited Dwarka and has come back. And what Yudhishthira Maharaj is noting that Arjuna is looking very low. Looking nisteja. Lost all his luster. When does it happen? When you are on the spiritual platform, it happens when you feel separation from the Lord. On the material platform, when you lose somebody beloved, you know, your daughter, mother, wife, children, whatever, your beloved friend, or you lose something you are very attached to, maybe money, property, or something, somebody stole you on the road, or he robbed you. So you look very lusterless. Arjuna's being lusterless was not because he lost his wife or husband or, you know, money or something, or prestige as a kshatriya. In fact, in future you will read that what are the reasons of looking lusterless? When does a person lose his luster? So many questions Yudhishthira Maharaj very intelligently has asked. These are the possible reasons of you losing your luster. Have you done any of these things? Or does anything of this happen to you on the way? None of those things happened on his way, actually. And he was looking very morose. And he was not speaking only. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is going on and on and on, asking so many questions. But Srila Prabhupada, if you read the purports, he explains that actually Yudhishthira Maharaj has sensed. He was just trying to find out. But he had sensed that our beloved Lord Krishna has left the planet, mostly. Otherwise, my brother, who is such a devoted person to Krishna, will not look so morose and so lusterless. So, here Arjuna is in separation from the Lord. That's why he is unable to speak anything. He cannot express in words what he is going through. One becomes speechless when one is in love with the Lord in separation. Words are not a right mode of communication when there is sorrow of losing the Lord or missing the Lord. Such an elevated stage. In that stage of missing the Lord, one becomes very intimately connected to the Lord. Much more than before. Even in Vrindavan also, the gopis were with Krishna, Balram for many years. Coward boys were there with Krishna, Balram. Nanda Yashoda and elderly gopis and gopas were there with Krishna for many years. And they were in love with Krishna. But the intimacy that they felt with Krishna was millions of times more when Krishna left them. While he was physically with them, it was ex-love. But when he left them, it was millions of times more than what they were actually going through. Even they didn't understand what does it mean to be not with Krishna physically. Philosophically, there is a reason behind it. When Krishna is with them, or was with them, he was one Krishna and they were many. And there many were looking at one Krishna and having their loving relationship. But when Krishna left, Krishna entered in each of the devotees of Vrindavan in bhava expansion. In bhava rupa, Krishna went and settled in the heart of everybody. And bhava expansion in the heart, association is very intense. It's a very difficult stage to understand. Internally, one is rejoicing the intense, most, closest, most association. Closest proximity, internally one is experiencing. And externally one is weeping, beating the chest, crying rivers of tears and speechless and crazy and mad and stunned and unconscious and you say everything, ashtavikar, everything. Sometimes death also. Sometimes lifeless unconsciousness, almost gone. All these things happen externally. You look like this person is in so much of agony, which actually means he is in so much of intense association with the bhava of the Lord. So associating with bhava of the Lord is more desired and more powerful than physically being with the Lord. Because physically, even Kamsa was with the Lord. Even all the demons, Putana was with the Lord. Putana was giving her milk to the Lord. But that's not recommended to be like. In our material world, it is said even the bed bug is on the throne of a king. That doesn't mean he becomes close to the king. He only looking for sucking the blood of the king's skin. That doesn't have anything to do with the king. The connection is only of the blood, that he has to fill his belly form. That is why it is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to explain regularly that one should not hanker to be with the Lord. One should not do anything, sadhana or any service, just to be with the Lord. Because that doesn't mean anything actually in one sense. What gives you uninterrupted connection with the Lord is your connection with Him in service. Seva is the ahaituki apratihata connection. Apratihata is important. Uninterrupted connection with the Lord constantly throughout your life will be there through service that you do. That service to directly to the Lord or to the dear devotees of the Lord. More powerfully, if the service is to the devotees of the Lord. Because Krishna loves if you serve His beloved, then you serve Him. So don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna will come and see you. And that is better, that if He sees you, because He seeing you is not like you see Him. Our vision, our eyes, our capacity is limited. But Sri Krishna, the way He sees you, is incomparable the way you see Him. Incomparable to the way you see Him. And it is easy for Krishna to come and see you. Then we try to see Him. Narad Muni saw Him and He disappeared. And then He had to hanker for the whole life. But whenever Krishna wanted, He appeared to Dhruva and to Prahlad and to Narad Muni and everybody. So better to inspire the Lord by our activities so that He comes and sees us. Or He keeps seeing us without our knowledge. It's also alright. Krishna consciousness is so wonderful actually. Wo kehte na ki Hindi mein, sare ungliya ghee mein. That means, whatever you do in Krishna consciousness, you are always in the benefit only. There is no loss. There is no loss at all. Huh? Even little you do or more you do. So the point I am trying to convey to you is, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjuna and then his brothers, all of them were in separation. They felt that burning separation in the heart from Krishna. And today morning, Srila Prabhupada said in one lecture that I was hearing, that if there is no feeling of separation, there is no true love. And that kind of, made me feel like depressed actually. Because I don't have any feeling of separation from Krishna. How do you come to that stage? That means when there is no separation, you don't miss the Lord in your life, from day to day life or moment to moment in your life, that means you don't have love for the Lord. That means, is my sadhana, chanting Hare Krishna, reading scriptures, serving, is all waste? So answer is no. It's not waste. It's a progressive path that we are beginning from the stage of being fully immersed in sense gratification. Selfishly immersed in one's own pleasure. That's how we begin. Somewhere we get frustrated with our own attempts to enjoy. After doing so much hard work, we come to know, oh, I did so much hard work, but happiness is not coming only. Oh, I'm trying in a wrong place to enjoy my senses. Let me come to Lord. And that's how we come to the Lord, to mitigate our miseries and to actually look for real happiness. But our motto is selfish. Self is the center. I am looking for my happiness, which I am not getting. Maybe here I'll get, maybe there I'll get, maybe in Krishna I'll get. So from a bhogi, we become sadhaka. And from sadhaka, we may become a little tyagi because we may give up this one, that one, something. But still the mood is to enjoy. And then we become yogi. Yogi is the person who is only interested in self-happiness, self-salvation, self-liberation. He is using the Lord, His name, His sadhana, His rules, regulation, dharma, principles, just to make Him happy and make Him liberated. Then one becomes bhakta. Then he starts enjoying, but then he starts getting out of himself and starts looking for pleasure for the Lord. Because we are hearing, constantly we are hearing, don't chant Hare Krishna for your own pleasure. Don't chant Hare Krishna to get increment, to get promotion, to get a good wife or husband or good children. Chant Hare Krishna simply, selflessly to please the Lord. Sam Siddhir Hari Toshanam. So then, actual real pleasure in life starts. When it starts, when you come out of yourself. When you think less of you and more of the Lord. And more of devotees. Because there is a possibility that we are in the devotee association for many, many years, but still we only think of ourselves, what I am going to get. I need to get spiritual happiness. I need to get a position of Krishna consciousness. I need to be called as a bhakta. I need to be sure that I am going to go back to Godhead. I need to be sure that I should be out of miseries. I should not have any miseries. I should have mental peace. I should have knowledge. I should have privilege of going to holy places. I should get priority in temple wherever I come. So, everything is Krishna conscious, but still the self is the center. Then when you come out of your selfish understanding about yourself and you see the Lord and make Him the center, that means you get down the throne of your heart and let God sit on the throne in your heart. And you start serving Him and take subordinate position in front of the Lord on your heart, throne of the heart, on the throne of your heart. The real life begins, for which we are given human life. The human life is given for that pleasure when you make the Lord as your master. And a stage comes that you develop love for the Lord in the heart, whom you have put as master. And then you become totally selfless. And then one stage comes where the Lord starts enjoying in you. Lord chooses you to enjoy. Actually, sadhus explain that is called Rasa Leela. Rasa Leela is not your effort or my effort to enter or to be qualified. Rasa Leela when Lord chooses you for enjoyment. Rasa Leela doesn't mean that you have to dance only all the time. It's a dancing leela, no doubt about it. But Rasa Leela actually in principle means that Lord will now choose you or He has chosen you to enjoy. That means through our existence, Lord derives pleasure. And that is when you start feeling separation from the Lord. That's how gopis were feeling separation. That's how even by the word, Madhu has gone, Radharani started crying, tears of rivers of tears. So it's a very high stage. But we don't need to be discouraged. Because Srila Prabhupada has given us path by which we can reach that stage in the very lifetime that we are in. Because Prabhupada is always assuring us that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just recently come. And He will make sure that you get what you deserve or what is the goal of life in this lifetime only. So many points are mentioned over here. Let me little bit go back in our sequence. When we are hard-hearted, when we become hard-hearted, when we are selfish. Prabhupada clearly says, when one is selfish, he becomes harder and harder and harder at heart. Like nature of the water is to be fluid and to flow down. But when you become in cold atmosphere like refrigerator or a deep freeze, the fluid nature of the water becomes hard. So the atmosphere is making the water hard, like ice. It is no more flowing. It is not showing its natural propensity. So we are in wrong atmosphere. That's why we were hard-hearted. So we choose to come in the right atmosphere, in the temple or in the company of devotees. Then the ice starts melting and start becoming fluid again. So because the nature of the heart, nature of the soul is always to love the Lord. When right atmosphere comes, when the ice is brought in normal room temperature, what happens? It immediately becomes water. It doesn't remain ice anymore. Then becoming vapor is also out of context. It's not nature of the water to become vapor. Only when you are giving too much heat, more than 100 degrees centigrade, then the water will be evaporating. It will become bashpa, waaf. But the real nature of the water is to flow, and that too towards downward direction. That means humility for the soul. Fluid, but humble. Fluid means to serve the Lord and to love the Lord. So when we are selfish, then we not only, we are so selfish, we become that we use others to enjoy. At the cost of their pain also we want to enjoy. That is why Prabhupada mentions animal slaughter, cow slaughter, loss of Brahminical culture. All this happens because we are harming others to enjoy ourselves. And he says, in that case, there is no question of realization of the Lord. If one is in any way, no need to kill animal and eat only to become that on that platform, but any way we are harming, even emotionally, to other human beings, we cannot imagine to see the Lord or have His realization or develop bhakti for Him. That's not possible. By nature, a devotee has to be kind to other living entities. Not in any way harming on any level to the other living entities, human beings inclusive. That is the sign of devotee which makes him connected with the Lord in true sense, with true realization. What is the symptom of Krishna consciousness? That you realize that Krishna is there in my life. I don't have that love, but I feel He is there. He is controlling. He is everywhere. He is in my life everywhere. That is a sign of Krishna consciousness. That will not happen if anybody is harmed by you. So Prabhupada says that we need to cultivate actively, knowingly, no animal slaughter, no himsa, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. To make sure that you chant in that mode, in that situation, and develop that connection with the Lord. This is the middle part of the purport. Prabhupada is writing, truthfulness, equanimity, sense control, forbearance, forgiveness, simplicity, spiritual knowledge, service to others. These all need to be cultivated so that we can understand the Lord is there in our life as our master. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjuna now are expressing their separation from the Lord. So how do we come to this stage? There are enough umpty proofs in the scriptures, in Bhagavatam and Mahabharata, that how Pandavas never lived for themselves. Never complained ever why this is happening to us. It's another symptom of a devotee. Anything happens through his life, painful, unpleasant, unwanted, miserable, severely miserable, the devotee accepts it as the arrangement of the Lord. That is the most wonderful aspect of the nature of the devotee, that he accepts everything as the arrangement of the Lord. He never blames others. Generally, when we get any misery, I found to find somebody to blame, because of you this happened. Even after I become Hare Krishna devotee, Krishna devotee, the tendency is to put somebody at blame, that because of you this happened. But a devotee, a real devotee will see that I deserved it, that's why it happened. You are just an instrument. Although you obvious a reason, but the devotee has the understanding that this person has been used by the Lord to give me what I deserve, and I accept it with grace. And when you accept it that with grace, you make tremendous spiritual progress. The Lord starts revealing yourself. Tattenukampam susumikshamanu. In the middle of miseries, the devotee keeps offering pranams to the Lord, thanks Him, and says, my Lord, everything is okay. Whatever you do is fine. Please do. I submit myself to you to do the needful. Don't worry about how I feel about it. How intensely you want to put me through miseries, you decide. What is good for me, what I can take, cannot take. Just do the needful. That much we can say, even theoretically we can say. Practically it may be difficult, but at least theoretically one must practice to say, my Lord, do whatever you need. I need to come to you and serve you. Enough of it now. Suffering in the material world, birth after birth after birth after birth, with no yield. I may be selfish in saying that, but I understand there is no point in living without serving you and having you in my life. So my Lord, do the needful. I want to love you. I don't have love for you. I want to love you, my Lord. Srila Prabhupada went all the way to America to give people that love of the Lord, because love of the Lord is so much pleasurable. Even iota or trace you get through somebody's mercy also, it is giving so much of joy in the heart. So, pure devotees are working hard to give that love to us. We should be at least eager to get that love. The Lord is standing here all the day. Standing here with threefold bending form. Just to, first of all, to call us lovingly. And then to give His love to us. Make us His own. Apnar boli. Please understand, our desire to love Him is minuscule compared to His desire to love you. Or for you to have love for Him. His desire for us to have love for Him is much, 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 much unimaginably more than my desire to have love for Him. Or my effort to love for Him. To develop love for Him. The Lord is always magnanimous. In the purest of our stage of love and spirituality, we are still minuscule in comparison to the Lord. We don't become anyway equal to or near to the Lord. In fact, the more we purify and more we advance in Krishna consciousness, the more we realize how insignificant we are. And in case we develop love for the Lord, the first feeling of that love is, I don't have any love for the Lord. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya is saying, if I had any love for you, my Lord, I would have died. I would not be continuing living. Then gopis felt that. The fact that we are alive, that means we don't have any love for Krishna. That is a sign of love. That you genuinely feel, I don't have love. And if anybody says, I love Lord, I have a lot of love for the Lord, my life is for the love of the Lord, you have to understand it's only a makeup. It's not truth. Because real love is based on utter humility. It's ingrained or it's already contained. Real love means it's based on the foundation of humility only. There's no question of pride that I have love but you don't have love. It's not like that. The person who is in love with the Lord is the most humble, humbler than blade of grass for anything that happens in life. So I was just thinking, instead of getting discouraged or morose by the statement that if you don't have feeling for separation of the Lord, then you don't have love for the Lord. And I feel hopeless about it. I was finding out, what are the ways and means the Lord has given to us to develop love for Him? And I was remembering that I am told that if you just go to Vrindavan and you are traveling and you see the land of Vrindavan, both sides of the road, fields, rice fields, sometimes wheat fields, sometimes vegetables, sometimes grass. If you just look at the field in Vrindavan with love, it is said the Braj Bhumi will give love to you for Krishna. If you just look at Yamuna with love, with affection, with affinity, Yamuna will give love for Krishna to you. If you just love the devotee who loves the Lord, you will be bestowed upon love. If you just go to Vrindavan, take bath in Yamuna to give, associate with a devotee who has love, Rasika Bhakta, then that love will come to you automatically. Although we don't deserve, but by the dint of the pleasure that you give by service to the pure devotee, love comes. So love doesn't come by our effort. Love comes by mercy. Love is like a gift. Love is not an achievement. I cannot say, I did sadhana so hard that I achieved the love of the Lord. This is my fruit of my hard work. In fact, when you do sadhana, you come to know, my sadhana is in no way, in no position to give me any love. But the maximum that I can do to 100% capacity of mine can never be able to give me what I deserve. I mean, what I want. When you do 100% full effort from your side, the Lord is convinced that He has given His 100%. So now I should give my 100%. And that is love that you get. Then I was thinking, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and all His pastimes, Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj has written down, all the pastimes of the Lord are of love only. In fact, the people at the end of Bhagavatam is love. End of Bhagavad Gita is surrender. And Srimad Bhagavatam begins from surrender and grows and develops into love in the end. And Chaitanya Charitamrita begins with love, and all description is of people who are in love. What they do, how they behave, how they conduct themselves, what are the day-to-day activities, what do they do. All that is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita is simply loving exchanges between devotees, including eating food also. Everything is there in that. But everything is prema lila. Whatever they sing is prema sankirtan. Whatever they seva, prema seva. Prema lila. Everything is prema only. Even when we read Srimad Bhagavatam pastimes of love between the Lord and the gopis and the gopas and Nanda Yashoda, Nandara Maharaj, Yashoda Rani, all those things. Even when you hear, that also gives you love. I've heard umpteen number of times, when you hear pastimes of love of the Lord with His devotees, you automatically get love through by the mercy of those pastimes which you are hearing submissively, with gratitude in the heart, with appreciation, with awe and reverence when you receive the loving pastimes of the Lord with Vrindavan pastimes of the Lord, you will receive love. And further, easier is hearing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the personality himself has taken the highest personality of love, Radharani, in him. The highest person has taken the highest personality of love, Radharani, in him. The Supreme Lord Krishna has taken Radharani in him. So the embodiment of the supreme most love has come down and now performing pastimes. And such devotees like Srivas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, Dvaita Acharya, and you go on talking about Haridas Thakur, and so forth, thousands and millions of devotees. Each and everybody when Lord is meeting, there's only tears of love flowing constantly. So we have a lot of hope. In the most unqualified state, but in the most sincere stage, we have the hope that by hearing the pastimes of the Lord sincerely with submissive heart, with submissive oral reception, love will develop, definitely, no doubt about it. For that, we have to continue sincerely following our sadhana as per the order of Guru Maharaj. Sincerely serve the devotees. Never give up serving the devotees. Never give up trying to please the devotees. Never give up trying to please spiritual master. If there is a mishap in between also, reform that, correct that, come on right platform, again doing the same thing. Because this formula is very powerful. Of continuously trying to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra sincerely and trying to please the devotees. This pleasure of devotees will give us love of the Lord one day. And of course, one thing goes without saying, that we have to constantly keep praying to the Lord for the love. Unless you ask what you want, you will not get. It's a very highest stage when you don't ask anything, you just receive. But till that time, you must ask. If you're hungry, you should ask. What prevents us from asking is our ego. How can I ask? I'm hungry, but how can I ask? Give something to me. Today morning I was thinking of breaking the fast with grain, but I didn't have any grain. And I was thinking, what to do? Suddenly I met one devotee in temple and I asked, you have something to break the fast? Immediately he gave me my favorite item, jalebi, to break the fast. Grain also, item also. Then I immediately told him, see, if I was hesitant to ask you, I would not have got jalebi.
So always we should ask without hesitation, with humility. Always ask what you want. You will get. So if a simple insignificant thing like jalebi for breaking the fast is available instantly, will the Lord not give you love if you ask Him sincerely? Maybe it will not come instantly as jalebi came to break the fast, but it will come. And there are umpty experiences in the past that you ask something and the Lord has given you, and Lord gives you. Why the Lord will not give you? You are asking love for Him. You are not asking, I want 5 wives to enjoy till the end of my life. You are not asking, I want wealth. Better we don't ask. You are not asking, I want promotion. Lord, when are you giving promotion? I am chanting Hare Krishna for the last 15 years. When will I become CEO? You are not asking that. If you are asking love from the Lord, as I told you, Lord is more eager to give love than we want to have that love. So why Lord will not give? Of course, He will give us when we deserve it. We come to that situation of deservedness. But till that time, please keep praying to the Lord. It is not selfish. When you ask for sense gratification, it is under the category of selfishness. When you ask for Lord's pleasure, anything, it is not under sense gratification. So don't hesitate. We have to learn to pray. Because prayer is based on humility. One cannot pray if one is not humble. Pray means, I am lower, I am insignificant, and you are great, and I am asking something from you. It's like begging something from higher. That means you are accepting, I am lower and you are higher. That is the platform of humility. So do take that platform. Do ask. There are some rich people I know, who sometimes in a year sit on the parikrama path in Vrindavan, in disguise, covering their head, and they beg actually. So just to come to that platform, understanding what it feels when you become a beggar, how people treat you, how do you feel. To accept the reality of life, understand the truth, because finally, at the end of the day, in the life, who are we? We're actually beggars only here. Either you beg for sense gratification, or beggar some subtle sense gratification, or you beg for the mercy of the Lord. This way or that way, you don't know or you know. Finally, we are beggars in front of the Lord. Either we are begging Maya to give sense gratification, who is Krishna's agent, or you are begging to Krishna for sense gratification, or you are begging for devotion, service, and love for the Lord. Better to become a beggar begging love and service to the Lord. Because in that, your yogakshema also is fulfilled. So you don't have to worry. Where I'll get my roti? Where I'll get my shelter? How will I get my clothes? When you serve the Lord and we beg to the Lord, your yogakshema becomes His responsibility. When you offer everything to the Lord is very happy to take charge of you and to fulfill whatever you need and to preserve what you have. This is the best situation. Best intelligent situation is to offer oneself to the Lord and the Lord decide what you give and what not to give you. So this is the life of Krishna consciousness. Pandavas are living that life amazingly, wonderfully, just by hearing their conversation, their discussion, the questions. You can understand the palpate, the love that they have for the Lord. The feel is in the heart. How wonderful are the devotees of the Lord. How the Lord is sold out. Lord left everything to stay with them all the time in Hastinapur. Isn't that true? Lord has so many businesses. He had wives and he had Dwarka. He was stationed full time in Hastinapur to take care of his devotees only, Pandavas, all the time. When he saw that everything is fine, he left and he went to Dwarka. And the umpteen number of proof is that when Pandavas in the forest, they never complained. Why this? They became kings. They were only attached to Krishna. What is the proof? When Krishna left, you see now, you'll read. They just dropped everything and then left. They didn't become king to become opulent and become rich, to enjoy. They wanted to become king because Krishna wanted to become them to become king. Krishna wanted them to rule the world in dharma way. They were not interested. Otherwise, they wouldn't have left everything. They would have said, okay, we have become kings, now let us enjoy till the end of our life. We suffered so much, you know, for the sake of Krishna. Now Krishna has given us kingdom, let us enjoy.
They had no interest only. When they actually came to know, they just put the baby Parikshit on the throne. The second generation all were killed, you know, in war. Third generation was there, Parikshit Maharaj, baby. They put the baby on the throne under the care of Brahmanas to rule the kingdom, went to the north. Dropped everything, became mendicants, and attained perfection. That means, in sorrow or happiness, in success and failure, in insult and glory, they were only attached to Krishna. That's why they are ideal devotees. We say, Sukhe dukhe same krutva labha labho jaya jayo matra sparshan sukunteya shita ushna sukha dukha da. All these dualities of life, they proved that they were attached to only Krishna. They proved. Again and again, multiple times they proved. How can Lord give up association of such devotees? How can Lord give up such devotees? For Lord it is not possible. For such devotees are very rare. Who keeps the Lord in the center in all challenging diversities of life. And it is not that when they are going through the challenging diversities of life, they are suffering and suffering and suffering. No, in the apparent so-called suffering also, they are blissful. Because Krishna is with them. When you accept, Bhagavad Gita says, when you accept sukha dukha, labha and alabha, labha and hani, on the same platform of gratitude, the Lord is with you. And you are free from all the karmas. Lord frees you from all the karmas. Why you suffer? Because you are suffering the reaction of your bad karmas. When the karma is only wiped out, where they are suffering, only bliss remains. Because you are the emblem of bliss, Sachidananda. Lord gives you true happiness. When you accept things sent by him gratefully. So Pandavas are blissful in forest also. In fact, they did much, much more charity than they were in Hastinapur when they were in forest. They had much more protection of the Lord in the forest. Because they were, when they were put out of so-called external shelter, they took more intense shelter of the Lord. So Lord was always there sheltering them. When the shelter comes to you, when you take the shelter, when you feel you have the shelter already, you don't need a shelter, that time you don't get the shelter of the Lord. And even if you have a greatest shelter of money and position and power, and you feel you are utterly helpless and you want Lord's shelter, then also you get Lord's shelter. Because these shelters are not permanent shelters. They will ditch you one day. Everything will be taken away. All the position, health, beauty, youth, money, everything what you think you have, your memory, your knowledge, your position of professional understanding, everything will be wiped off by the course of time. What you feel that you our shelter. So better to understand and take shelter of the Lord in success and failure, in happiness and sorrow, in respect and disrespect. Then you have constant shelter and then you are safe. In all conditions of life, of knowledge or ignorance, we need protection from the Lord. Is that true or not? Even if you are a realized soul, you understand how insignificant I am. I need protection. Any other times also we need protection. So all the time of our existence in knowledge or in ignorance, we need to be protected by the Lord. And the Lord loves to protect His devotees. If you take shelter of His voluntarily, willingly, effortfully, prayerfully, when you beg for the shelter, Lord is very happy to give shelter and to protect us. And there is no higher position than to be under the protection of the Lord in this world. This world is very dangerous and always we are suffering through many, many ways. But when we are under shelter of the Lord, even through the thick and thin of the life, we are protected. And last line I want to say, everybody in this world is running towards death. The time, the power of time is actually, you know, snatching everybody of everything and finally dumping one in the platform of death. So we are also in the same world, we also have the same body, we are also getting old, diseased, aged. So what is the difference? It's mentioned in one place that time does not affect the devotees. Oh, how I am getting old then? Why I am getting sick? Why I am losing my strength day by day? No, in the sense time doesn't affect you means in the mess of all these things what's happening in the life, what you see around. The Lord is holding your finger and taking you out of it, back home, back to Godhead. That is why, that way, time doesn't affect you. You are in the material world, going through all the process of birth, old age, disease and death. No doubt. Traveling with everybody else who are not surrendered to the Lord. Suffering, they are suffering, we are also going through the same path. But here, jethe jatho tethe tu maza sangati salavishi hati dharuniya. Here, the Lord is holding your finger and taking you through all that mess out to take you back home, back to Godhead. How wonderful it is. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you, my dear devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Yes, Prabhuji. Give microphone to him.
Okay. Hare Krishna Prabhu. I just wanted to ask, what is Vipralamba Bhav? Means we are forgetful of Krishna and so we are in the material world. So that is Vipralamba Bhav, or the bhav of the gopis is Vipralamba Bhav?
Vipralamba Bhav.
Separation from the
Vipralamba Bhav is in full cognizance of the Lord. This is forgetfulness under the spell of Mahamaya. What we are in is under the influence of Mahamaya, the external energy of the Lord, which puts us in the three modes of material nature, Sattva, Rajatama, and in that influence, we are forced to suffer and we forget the Lord as our master. What we are in is forgetfulness of our real position only. But Vipralamba Bhav is full cognizance of the Lord in life, our relationship, full realization is there, and then you miss the Lord. In both conditions, we are missing the Lord. We are not having the Lord. But one is with knowledge. Another is in ignorance. One is in the thought process, I am the master and enjoyer. Other is, he is the Lord. Maha Sarva Loka Maheshwaram is the Lord. So, they are not comparable things. Hare Krishna. Any other question is there? Anybody has?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes.
One of the names of Arjun was Parth, simply because he was the son of Pritha.
Yes.
Kunti's name was Pritha, na?
Yes.
Then his other four brothers should also be called Parth. Other four brothers should also be called Parth. Simply they were the sons of Pritha.
So? What is the question?
That only is the question.
Let us leave the choice to the mother and brothers and Krishna. Let them choose what to call their brothers and sons. They chose to call Arjun as Parth. Their choice. Their child. Their son. But good thought. Good idea. Good meditation. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Yes.
Guruji, as you said, we can get the mercy by pleasing his devotees, pleasing the devotees of the Lord. The pleasing devotees is not so easy. Many times we have intention to do certain things for the pleasure of devotees, but then we get certain feedbacks, certain comments, and we really get disappointed. So then we feel, maybe did I really please devotees? Offended them. So what should be our consciousness in such a scenarios where we sincerely tried, but then it actually displeased them?
This material world, you know, is such a place where whatever good you do, most of the time turns to be bad. That's how we understand how we have chosen to be in such a dangerous place, out of our own free will. But nonetheless, when we come to understand that we need to please devotees, at least make sure that your intention is always right. See, how do we convince Krishna? You can't cheat Krishna or manipulate Krishna or, you know, make a show in front of him. Because he is bhavagrahi. He is looking right in your heart. So in your heart, if the intention is right, pure and sincere to please the devotees, even if you fail at times, Krishna will be pleased with you. Because even if you displease in the course of your attempt of being pleasing devotees, Krishna knows you wanted to please them. So he will give another chance to you, another chance to you, another chance to you. And time will come that you will please the devotees. But just because you happen to displease the devotees somewhere in between by some mess of the material world, don't give up. Hare, it's very dangerous, very difficult. Tell me, what is not difficult in the material world? Is chanting Hare Krishna attentively easy? No. The earning money in the material world is easy. To become successful in the material world is easy. To maintain your youthful attire, your youthful gesture is easy. No, nothing is easy. Nothing is easy in the material world. Not material things, not spiritual things also. So better to accept things which are spiritual and difficult. Because they are worthy at least. Because they will give something, some tangible, possible gain to you in life. What is the use of working hard for material things? Anyway, they are going to be taken away from you at the moment, for sure. But here we know, when we get something spiritual, time cannot steal it away from you. Time cannot steal your spiritual gain from you. Even if you die, it will be credited to you in your next life, and you begin from there. So better to accept difficult things on spiritual path. How, when we are motivated, when somebody is motivated to become gold medalist in the Olympics, for example, how many times they fail? One who wins gold medal, you ask his history. So many times he has mishaps and failures and setbacks and emotional, psychiatric, depressive illnesses, counseling, so many things I have gone through to achieve that once. And how much time he'll remain the champion till the next champion comes and takes the gold medal? Right? How much duration? So for that flickering achievement, one is so determined and is taken away from you in 1 year time, some other champion comes and you are no more. Why not have that consistency and, you know, determination to achieve something spiritual like pleasing devotees? Because when one devotee is pleased with you once in life, that credit will always remain with you till we give up this body. It will not leave you. You might have displeased 10 devotees, but you have pleased one devotee. That credit will go with you. And what will go with you is your positive, sincere intention of pleasing them also will go with you. Because Lord is going to note that this devotee is sincere. He tried his best. The situation, circumstances, wise, whatever karma, he could not please them, but he was attempting sincerely. We have such a master. He can see intention of breastfeeding in Putana, who came to kill him also. What to speak of us? He didn't go to kill Krishna or something like that. She went to kill Krishna with feeding poison in the breast. But what did he accept? The desire to breastfeed him like a mother. So when we have such a beautiful Lord, no, aho bakiyam sarakala kutam, such a Lord, who can be more merciful than him? If he is looking at you, how wonderful it is. He's only going to look at positive. Neha vikramana ashosti pratyavayo na vidyate swalpam swalpam apyasya dharmasya jayate mahato bayat. What a little he has you have done, he's going to note it down. And other things are going to forget if you just surrender to him. Ma shuchaha. Is it not wonderful? It's not hope-giving. So we should not give up. When we understand it from core of our heart, I need to please devotees who love the Lord, and I need to please the devotees to please the Lord, then Lord will accept your service. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. Shall we end here? Any more questions are there? Okay. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Ho. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.